Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Confused and politically dumb. That's how we sometimes feel. But that is how the conservative editorial page of the Wall Street Journal characterized Mitt Romney's campaign today. Is there going to be a shakeup? Let's start with a political check-in and the debate over taxes versus penalties, which has been reignited. You'll remember on Monday, Romney's top aide, Eric Fernstrom, said that Mitt Romney disagreed with Chief Justice John Roberts, who said in his decision on health care reform that the individual mandate requiring people to have health insurance was a tax. Fernstrom said Romney didn't believe it. He believed it wasn't. But then Romney went on CBS yesterday to say it is.
Well, the Supreme Court has the final word, and their final word is that Obamacare is a tax. So it's a tax.
Well, even before the tax or no tax flap, other conservatives like Rupert Murdoch and former GE CEO Jack Welch criticized Mitt Romney's campaign staff, Jack Welch calling them amateurs. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of their webcast Top Line. Rick, first to the Romney turnaround. When last we spoke, you pointed out that Mitt Romney also called his punishment for people without insurance a penalty when he was governor. So it made sense that he would agree with Obama on that issue. No one wants to call anything a tax. Now he doesn't. How is he justifying that?
Well, he's 6 days behind the rest of his party in finally labeling it a tax. His distinction is very legalistic, very semantic, very technical. But basically, the Supreme Court called the Obama health care law a tax by dint of making it constitutional, and they haven't said anything similar about the state-level law. So he says because he has always claimed that it's a penalty or a fee or a fine in Massachusetts, that is operative in terms of a label, and that the Supreme Court has called it a tax, and therefore it's a tax. But functionally, there is no difference if you're living in Massachusetts or you'll be covered under Obamacare nationwide. It is the same thing, tax, penalty, fee, fine, whatever you want to call it.
But as you said, 7 days late on the message, at least for conservatives, Rupert Murdoch tweeted, met Romney last week. He's going to be hard. The Chicago pros who are working with President Obama are going to be hard to beat unless Romney drops old friends from team and hires some real pros. And then Jack Welch tweeted, hope Romney's listening to Murdoch advice. But Michael Scheer writes in the New York Times, wait a minute, Mitt Romney is running neck and neck with President Obama. The campaign is disciplined, precise, and they're scooping up cash. What's the criticism of people like Eric Fernstrom?
Well, Mitt Romney has depended on a very loyal, small group of Massachusetts-based advisors, people that first worked with him during his campaign for governor a decade ago. He's been loyal to them through thick and thin, and there's been some of both for him over the last 10 years. You're right. The campaign is doing fairly well by most objective measurements, but everyone thinks they can do better. So this is a time, I think, summers of campaigns where there isn't a lot of other news dominating is a time where everyone thinks that they have a better strategy. And so it's natural to have what someone might call some belly aching going on inside the party. President Obama faced it 4 years ago. In fact, he's still got some of it going on now. Remember James Carville a few weeks ago talking about the need for a major campaign message difference. So I think it's part of the ebb and flow right now. And Romney obviously has this group that isn't as well known among the national establishment.
Well, and here in the Massachusetts area, people might be scratching their heads because Eric Fernstrom, many say, engineered Scott Brown's pole vault into office, and he's been a golden boy because of that, and now the criticism. But as you said, is all of this just, a lot of July 5th? Or is this going to matter? There's criticism that Mitt Romney isn't talking about things like the economy and maybe is lingering over health care. Are people going to care about this?
There's one critique that I think does sting if you're Mitt Romney and reading about this, and that's the idea of kind of weaving this together in terms of a larger argument for your candidacy. It isn't enough to just say, I am who I am, and the other guy, it's time to get rid of him out of office. John Kerry ran a campaign that really tracked those lines and obviously was not successful against an incumbent president. So it's tough to be able to say, look, we're gonna get by on this by making it just about how the other guy shouldn't have another term. So I think at some point they're going to need to knit together a larger story that, you know, for lack of a better couple of words, gives some hope and change to a candidacy.
Well, just very briefly, Ann Romney, the candidate's wife, participated in that CBS interview as well, and she said the campaign's looking very strongly at women as possible VP candidates. That, I'm sure, got a little charge going.
It did, and Kelly Ayotte happened to be out there campaigning with Governor Romney yesterday, so you know where exactly they're thinking about.
People looking at her. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of ABC's webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.